Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Vietnam agree to enhance trade, investment and technological partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Vietnamese President Tho Lam announce several measures to keep shared heritage of the two countries alive. TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay stakes claim to form government in Tamil Nadu. Swearing-in ceremony of BJP government in West Bengal to be held on Saturday at Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. US and Iran reported to be close to an agreement to end conflict and relax movement through Strait of Hormuz. And Indian boxers ensure 27 out of 30 medals at Asian Boxing Under 15 Championships in Tashkent. India and Vietnam have signed multiple agreements in areas including digital technology, rare earths, medical regulation, public sector audit, digital payments, and culture and tourism. The MOUs were inked after talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Vietnamese President Tho Lam in New Delhi. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Modi announced that both nations have decided to elevate their ties to an enhanced comprehensive strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions.
Culture, connectivity aur capacity building ke saath saath security, sustainability aur supply chain resilience har kshetr mein hamara sahyog naye star par pahunchega. Bharat aur Vietnam ka bilateral trade pichle ek dashak mein double hokar $16 billion tak pahunch chuka hai. 2030 tak इसे $25 billion तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं.
The Prime Minister said to keep the shared heritage alive, India is restoring the Mai Son and Nhan Tao temples of Vietnam's ancient Champa civilization.
भारत और वियतनाम की साझेदारी में विरासत और विकास दोनों का महत्व है. हमारी साझा विरासत को जीवंत रखने के लिए हम वियतनाम के प्राचीन चंपा सभ्यता के मी सौन और नान टवर मंदिरों का रेस्टोरेशन कर रहे हैं. अब हम चंपा सभ्यता की मैन्युस्क्रिप्ट को डिजिटलाइज करेंगे.
President Tho Lam said Vietnam attaches great importance to the outcome of 50 years of relations with India, as well as 10 years of the comprehensive strategic partnership. Briefing the media after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Modi and the Vietnamese President, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, P. Kumaran, said both countries agreed to reinforce cooperation at the level of governments and businesses for increasing two-way trade, investment and technological partnership. He said Mr. Modi and Mr. Lam held wide-ranging discussions and reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations, exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest.
Prime Minister Modi and President Tho Lam acknowledged the growing threats of terrorism, transnational crime, money laundering and online scams. President Tho Lam conveyed Vietnam's support on the issue of terrorism and counter-terror cooperation, and Prime Minister thanked Vietnam for their strong support on the Pahalgam attack. There was convergence of views on several regional and global issues of interest to both sides, particularly in the Indo-Pacific, and the importance of closer cooperation to promote peace, stability and prosperity in the region and beyond.
Acknowledging the advancements made by the Indian pharmaceutical industry, the two sides agreed to explore ways for the potential participation of Indian companies in the procurement of medicines for Vietnamese public health care facilities from 2027. Both the leaders also reaffirmed that defense and security cooperation is a key pillar of the India and Vietnam comprehensive strategic partnership. Our correspondent reports India and Vietnam have agreed on a new trade goal of $25 billion by 2030.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President To Lam held wide-ranging discussions this afternoon in a warm and cordial atmosphere. They reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Acknowledging the evolving global geopolitical and economic landscape, the leaders underscored the growing strategic convergence between India and Vietnam to promote international order based on international law, grounded in peace, stability, cooperation, and prosperity in the region and beyond. Both leaders reaffirmed the importance of maintaining peace, stability, security, and freedom of navigation and overflight in the South China Sea while pursuing the peaceful resolution of disputes in accordance with international law without resorting to threat or use of force. They decided that both sides will facilitate market access, including for agricultural products. They welcomed the decision to grant market access for Indian grapes and Vietnamese durians. They also agreed to expedite market access for Indian pomegranates and Vietnamese pomelos. The leaders agreed that the ongoing review of the ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement, ETIGA, should be concluded at the earliest. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Nirmala Sitharaman met their Vietnamese counterparts in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said India cherishes the long-standing ties with Vietnam. He added that the talks with the Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister of Vietnam, General Phan Van Giang, focused on adding more vigour to the defence cooperation between India and Vietnam. Mr. Singh added that he looks forward to further deepening strategic partnership. In a social media post, Ms. Sitharaman appreciated Vietnam's strong macroeconomic management and ongoing institutional reforms reflected in its improved credit outlook and rising competitiveness, enhancing resilience and integration into global value chains. Mr. Thuan also appreciated India's strong macroeconomic leadership and expressed keen interest in learning from India's experience, particularly tax reforms, development of MSMEs, and the role of public investment in driving growth. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. In Tamil Nadu, DVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay met Governor Vishwanath Arlekar and staked claim to form the new government in the state. The 51-year-old leader met the governor along with senior leaders of the party. DVK has approached other parties also as it is short of the majority mark by 11 seats. Vijay, who contested from two constituencies, will have to vacate one seat. Meanwhile, the Congress, having five MLAs, took the decision to support the DVK and met Vijay and offered the letter of support today. The party left its long-time ally, the DMK. We have more from our correspondent.
It was a day of political heat in the state, even as there was waiting for confirmation from various political circles and the first step towards formation of the new government. The single largest party, Tamilaga Vetri Kalagam, had 108 assembly seats and has added 5 seats with Congress in the fold. TVK has also invited VCK and the left party CPI and CPM. The AIADMK also had a meeting today evening under the leadership of party's General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswami. Speaking to the media after the meeting, KP Munusami, the Deputy General Secretary of the party, dismissed that there was discontent inside the party on the issue of supporting TVK. He categorically stated that the party will not support TVK. The governor has dismissed the 16th assembly today, which has cleared the way for the formation of a new government. The TVK chief has to present the support letter of parties to form a majority and a new government. He has already sought 2 weeks' time to prove it. The wait and the search for support continues in the formation of a new government. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
The swearing-in ceremony of the new BJP government in West Bengal will be held on the 9th of this month at Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. Our correspondent reports preparations within the state administration have reached a peak following the declaration of the election results and ahead of the swearing-in of the new government.
Pochishe Boishakh in the Bengali calendar is an auspicious day as it marks the birth anniversary of Kovi Guru Rabindranath Tagore. The new Chief Minister and the Cabinet will take the oath on this day, which falls on Saturday, May 9. The program will be organized at the Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Chief Ministers of other BJP-ruled states are expected to be present on the occasion. The swearing-in ceremony will take place in the morning. For security arrangements and other related matters, high-level administrative meetings are being held. Kollan Laha, reporting from Kolkata.
In Assam, Chief Minister Dr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma today tendered his resignation to Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya at the Lok Bhavan in Guwahati following the completion of the assembly election process. The resignation has paved the way for the formation of a new government in the state after the declaration of results. Speaking to media later, Dr. Sharma said the governor has asked the outgoing Council of Ministers to continue as a caretaker government until a new government is formed. In Bihar, the cabinet led by Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will be expanded tomorrow. BJP State President Sanjay Saraogi informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, along with several senior leaders and members of the cabinet, will attend the swearing-in ceremony to be held at Gandhi Maidan in Patna. Senior leaders of the NDA will also be present on the occasion. The oath-taking ceremony will begin at 12:10 p.m. The U.S. and Iran are close to a preliminary agreement that could bring an end to the conflict in the Gulf. Sources familiar with the talks have said both sides are working on a one-page, 14-point memorandum of understanding. The proposed deal includes Iran agreeing to pause nuclear enrichment, while the United States would ease sanctions and release billions of dollars in frozen Iranian funds. Both sides are also expected to relax restrictions on movement through the Strait of Hormuz. The shift in tone comes after President Donald Trump announced a pause in Project Freedom, the U.S.-led naval escort mission in the Strait of Hormuz, citing great progress in negotiations.
Diplomatic activity surged simultaneously. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi met his Chinese counterpart in Beijing, where China declared the U.S.-Israel war on Iran illegitimate and called for a comprehensive ceasefire. Iran, for its part, publicly stated it is seeking a comprehensive agreement with the United States, its clearest articulation yet of its negotiating position. Tehran is currently evaluating a 14-point U.S. proposal, with Washington expecting Iranian responses on several key points within the next 48 hours. The memorandum is being negotiated between U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner and several Iranian officials through mediators. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps indicated that the strait could reopen for transit once threats subside. Markets responded sharply to reports of a possible deal. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The government has informed that domestic LPG distribution across the country is normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributors. During the interministerial media briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that the government is making all efforts to ensure 100% supply of domestic LPG to the consumers for cooking and up to 70% to consumers of commercial cylinders. Director in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Opesh Kumar Sharma, said all Indian seafarers continue to remain safe in the region, with no incidents involving Indian-flagged vessels reported in the past 48 hours. The dedicated special control room in the Ministry of External Affairs is also operational to respond to queries from Indian nationals and their families. The Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, has busted a network involved in trafficking Indian nationals to Southeast Asia for cybercrime-related activities under the guise of overseas jobs. Searches were conducted at 9 locations across multiple cities, including Mumbai, Delhi, Lucknow and places in Gonda and Saharanpur districts of Uttar Pradesh. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has formed a special task force called Cybersuraksha.ai to tackle rising cybersecurity risks linked to artificial intelligence. The move comes amid concerns that advanced AI tools such as Claude Mythos can rapidly identify and potentially exploit system vulnerabilities at scale. India's young boxers have ensured 27 medals in the Asian Boxing Under 15 and Under 17 Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Vietnam agree to enhance trade, investment and technological partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Vietnamese President Tho Lam announce several measures to keep shared heritage of the two countries alive. TVK Chief C. Joseph Vijay stakes claim to form government in Tamil Nadu. Swearing in ceremony of a BJP government in West Bengal to be held on Saturday at Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. US and Iran reported to be close to an agreement to end conflict and relax movement through Strait of Hormuz. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.